Hello and welcome to the Witching Hour.
We are your hosts. I'm Jen.
And I'm Raina. And this is our inaugural podcast for 2019. And this is a show where we discuss all things witchy.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about the new year, the moon in Capricorn, lunar eclipse in Capricorn.
Yeah.
And just kind of our transition.
Yeah.
From radio show to podcast.
Yeah. It's been a wild ride for us as, you know, out witches discussing our lifestyles and our creative adventures and all of the things that make us tick and all of the magic that we try to bring into our lives. We started a radio show at the very beginning of February last year and kind of applied for it just around this time.
Yeah, just on a whim at work.
Yeah, which was a really great thing. You know, we, Jen and I, have known each other for, you know, a couple of years, and we were co-workers for most of that. And we started to talk a lot about our similar philosophies as witches, and the fact that we both kind of grew into ourselves and our identities as witches, and that it really helped to have somebody in close proximity with us to bounce all of our own ideas back and forth, because neither one of us felt like we were the witches that we read about.
Totally.
But more and more and more, it seems that there's like a really cool internet community. People are much more relatable than what we used to be exposed to. And, you know, we know that we're not all that different from most people that are interested in, you know, being a part of, you know, having a tight relationship with Mother Earth and mm-hmm. a tight relationship with the stars and a tight relationship with themselves and what they can accomplish with their own intentions.
Totally. There's a modern awakening that is really cool to see happen.
Yeah. So yeah, we did a couple radio shows. We did radio show almost every week. We played part music and part
talk. Yeah. For the first 6 months,
yeah,
we were scripting our shows, which was really fun and a great, like, creative exercise, but it was also, like, a lot of work. And then when we started doing our craft shows, like we did an art trail and the cultural fair here, it got to be kind of a lot. So we transitioned to playing more music than talk.
Right. And only bringing up different subjects when it really, like, stuck to us. Like, when we had to, you know, reconcile a lot of misogyny that we were personally experiencing. And this was in the wake of, like, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. Mm-hmm. And that there was definitely, like, a political tempo at that moment that was, like, speaking to us as, like, being empowered by what we're doing and not allowing other people to deny us that. So, right. You know, we've had a couple of different special episodes, but we needed to take some time and, like, regroup and restructure and also make sure that we're working in a format that really was accomplishing our goals, which is to, you know, not only promote ourselves, but promote the work of hard-working people that practice every day, you know, forms of resistance and magic and connection. And we weren't able to do that quite the way that we wanted to over the radio show. So
yeah, so it'll be nice to have our own platform where we kind of have our own creative freedom, where we can promote ourselves and people that we admire. And yeah, I'm excited for it.
Me too. So let's get into our discussions about the new year. The date is January 5th. The moon is new and in Capricorn. And I actually think that this is a really great time for us to work on our podcast and work on communicating with other people and connecting together, because whereas often the new moon is a great time to do spell work to start, you know, your intentions fresh, Capricorn really resists that. You know, you think about the time and it, you know, she's all work, she's all planning, mm-hmm. and she's very practical. There isn't any room for, you know, some of the woo-woo stuff that we all like to do and say, like, Gemini or right. Libra.
And this... the moon doesn't really like to be in Capricorn. It's not a good fit for the moon, so this is a better time to focus on other things, as opposed to, like, doing a lot of spell work or stuff like that.
Right. This isn't exactly... It's, like, it's different in the terms of instead of focusing on things... the way that your intuition draws them out. It's about working with your gut and acting on what you can see in front of you.
Totally.
That's how you take this fresh start.
We were talking about New Year's resolutions, and I was saying, like, how do you make a resolution stick, which is a common criticism of New Year's resolutions, that at the beginning of the year and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do all this stuff, and it fizzles out by the end of the month.
Right.
So I brought that up to Raina, and I remembered that she is a huge proponent of what is called a SMART goal.
Yeah.
Which stands for
specific, measurable, achievable or attainable, time relevant, and what's the last one? Hold on, give me a second. I'm gonna open up my Google.
Just moment of appreciation that we were able to say shit on our podcast.
I know. Oh my god, it's time relevant, and then it's relevant and then time based. That's why.
Right.
So let me say this one more time. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and then time-based. So, you know, when we talk about this, like, a good example is I have a good friend that said she's going to read 10 books this month. Or not this month, Jesus. 10 books this year. And that's, you think that sounds like, yeah, that's not much. And maybe you think to yourself, oh, I've read so many books before. But maybe that was because you were in school and you were supposed to read books. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's because your time has shifted and your obligations have changed. And maybe you only read like 4 books this year. Or maybe you did read 10 books this year. So you know that you can do that. And it's a great standard. You know, it gives yourself a little bit of room. Maybe you're reading a book a month. Maybe you're reading more than that. But there you go. You did it. And we talk about fitness and well-being and how, you know, you should get out and exercise and have a great plan. And maybe you try to do some, like, regimen where, you know, you plank every day or some shit like that. Or you do the Couch to 5K app and you don't actually use it. Like, I always use these things as goals, but I never actually, like, fully do it. But at least I did it.
I did Couch to 5K for a couple of weeks, and then I got runner's knee, which is very sad.
Right, yeah. I used to, starting and stopping to me was really obnoxious, and eventually, but it just jumped me quicker, so I was like, okay, well, now I'm just running all the time. And I wasn't running 5Ks, but I was running, like, you know, 2.5 miles every couple of days, and that was good enough for me. And you kind of have to accept that, like, so you know where you are, you know what you're doing, you know what those times are. So yeah, I think that, you know, making sure that your goals are specific, like only a small number, that they're measurable. Do you have an, again, 10 times. Maybe you're gonna work out 4 times a month. That's once a week, you know? And maybe you work out a little more 1 week. Maybe you don't get around to it, and then you just, like, pick it up again, and you go running, or you go, you know, on a hike, or you make it to the gym, or you just, like, lift weights in your house. At least you did it once. So you did it, you know, you made that time, and you're going to do it within a month. Right. That's the time-based.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those are the kinds of goals that you're going to want to set under this Capricorn right. new moon.
I'm also a big fan in January of apartment therapy's The January Cure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a set of tasks. You get one task every Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday, some sort of small goal, clean out that drawer that's like been, you know, the most cluttered drawer in your house, rearrange your bookshelves, clean your baseboards. So you have one thing that you're doing every day, and then over the weekend you have a bit of a larger task. And I honestly don't even follow that all the way. I've been doing it for like 3 years, and I might do like 15 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus Christ, it's better than like when I don't do anything and I let everything pile up, and then I just like spend an entire day like with my hair like in a bandana, just like
right.
scrubbing everything in my house like a mad woman. So it gives you a little bit, just having a bit of guidance to move you forward and have a better fresh start, I think is always a really great way of getting yourself ahead. And, you know, as we get, I think a lot of online witches are all maturing, you know, we're all entering 30 or 25 or maybe 35, and like we are very accustomed to, you know, these different kinds of ways that our actions like manifest and how they are seen over the internet, or how, you know, we see them. And so there's always like a bit of ego involved.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always kind of a play that we can kind of work with. And you know, I have never been a great journal keeper, but I'm going to try to work on that now. We've done a lot more journal keeping and work and documenting our projects since Jen and I started this this endeavor. So I'm going to work with a book that I purchased online, and it's called The Threads of Fate, or it's called The Book of Days by Threads of Fate, which is a tarot deck. And so I'm supporting a local, you know, our another witch and set of witches that are creating their own project to put out and help us. And everything is about planning for your mind, your body, and your soul. And you can keep track of the lunar cycles, and you can kind of have stuff that you write in that you need, but also stuff that you're thinking and stuff that you're feeling. And it can be sort of the little jots down that, you know, you can have that like will help guide me the way that I'm rarely prompted with a notebook in front of me.
Right. With just like a blank page.
Yeah. Cause I don't just keep journals. I write like lists, and then I crumple things up. And mm-hmm. so this will help me make everything just a little bit more precious.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Other goals. Jen and I have agreed that we'll try to do 4 different craft fairs this year.
It's exciting. I hope that we, create a lot of art in between them.
Yeah.
So it's not like a mad rush.
Right. Yeah. So that'll require a bit of a commitment on our end to kind of get over those humps and plan accordingly.
And, yeah, working on our boundary setting while we're out and about, I think, is something that we learned we also have to focus on. Yeah, I would love it if we also produced, like, more written content for, like, our blog.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Patreon, so it'd be cool to have, like, a secret blog on there. Yeah.
there's a lot to look forward to, and we hope that we can count on many listeners to encourage us. If you like what you're hearing and you're interested in more, feel free to shoot us a message. We'd love to respond to any questions or comments. You can follow us on Instagram at The Witching Hour SYR. You can follow us on Facebook at The Witching Hour SYR. Our website is thewitchinghoursyr.com. So we're pretty straightforward about it all.
Yes.
We'd love for anybody to get back at us. Let us know what you think. And maybe share some of your own resolutions or plans while we are in Capricorn season.
Yes, we'd love to hear all of your goals for the year ahead.
Yeah, very good. And then that way we can all share them.
Yes.
All right, thanks so much for tuning in and listening to us. Again, we are Jen and Raina, and this is The Witching Hour. Thank you.